So I have to love it and choose it, because this is the path of love. So it cannot be forced, and it should not be forced. None of these teachers will say, you have to do this, it's your choice. This is how we see it. It is your choice. This was the first story. Then we talked about something else. He said, now, over there he talked about the unity and becoming one in everything. And at the end point, really nailed it. He said, you know, what is understanding the unity? Is to burn yourself in front of that oneness. Unity is not that let's join together. It's becoming one. And there is that one. So I have to become none to join that one. I have to become selfless to fall in love. Second story. Second story is about surrender and the link between quantity and quality. It's a story made, I believe, to explain the different levels of knowledge and what is it, the stuff that will say somebody is a seer and somebody is blind. That's how we describe our path. You either see or you're blind. There is no in between. In our encyclopedia, there is no relativity. Because there is only this and this, which are connected like this, and they never touch each other. There is a mountain between them. This is a very strange explanation to you. You understand. Because you understand, your understanding is based upon good or bad. And there is no such a thing, good or bad. Because good and bad are so connected, you eliminate one, the other one doesn't exist. This is done perfectly by Hegel, if you want to look at the philosophy. He will talk about the existence and non-existence, and he has, well, I believe, the best philosophic explanation for this yin-yang stuff. He says, they are so bonded together that you eliminate one, the other one doesn't exist, and there are two really extreme of the judgment. So they cannot touch each other. If they touch each other, there is no judgment. And it is like that. That's the trick. That's why your intelligence cannot walk with us. That's why your intelligence and its precision stop bothering us, and we say it's not that, because everything is a part of this soup. We are all in it, and by we I mean me and the planet Jupiter and the galaxy of blah blah. Oh, there is only one moment of being. And only one moment exists. The next one, no one knows. No one is sure. Especially we on this planet, we cannot be sure that the next moment exists. This moment exists and we are all in it. This is the outcome of everything. So looking at it that way, you should change your understanding. You should understand that this is a strange path. This is a strange path that is leading to nowhere, really, and there is no guarantee. Why do we walk it? Do you know? Honestly, I have only one reason. Because it's beautiful. That's I understand. That I learned. I started from the college. I learned that the beauty is it. And this path is beautiful. And beauty has a link with love. Because when you're in love, everything looks beautiful. Because everything is a subject somehow related to your beloved. In this complication, he starts. First story is about what? About, listen, if you believe in degrees, out. This was his story. You know? If I looked harsh like this, he said, oh, the lion killed this wolf. Because wolf believed that, okay, there is a lion, there is a fox. I'm in between, but there is no in between. Either you see the beauty or not. I understand a little bit of the beauty, doesn't make it. I understand the melody of this part of Mozart, doesn't make it. You have to go crazy, to go berserk. Because you shouldn't do anything. You are the subject. The music should work with you. So you should give up your form for that music to form your feeling in that moment. This is what it is. So remember, the path we are talking about is not going from somewhere to somewhere. It's coming from me out. Me, you know what is me. Out is where you don't know. Yeah, because we don't explain out to you. We cannot. Because as long as it is out for you, you're out. You should be in. We think inclusive. So you should come out of yourself. For that, you should forget that. Stair. We always think about on a staircase, and thanks God, I'm not at the bottom of the ladder. Well, you're laughing, isn't it so? Imagine next week there is a fantastic gathering to start from Dalai Lama to whoever you love are there. And there is no reservation for the ticket. Next week you run over there, you arrive, there are a couple of hundred people two blocks waiting, right? You arrive at the end of the queue. How do you feel? You blame yourself, why didn't I earlier? I had a better chance and things like that. Suddenly, around 50 people will come and will stay in the line. And you become a happy person. Why? You're in the same position you were, but looking at some people worse than you will make you happy. This is not happiness. Happiness is to look at the happiness of others and be happy. It's exactly the opposite. So you are enjoying the opposite of happiness. Why? Because of your nature, jealousy. That's what the animal is. This is why we say come out of yourself. It doesn't matter if there are people worse than you. That doesn't make you a good person. Honestly.
I don't know how to say it, but this is it.
That there are people worse than me. Anyhow, he said, there is no in between. Remember, here we all believe in one because we are trying. We told you the goal is to become one. We told you the goal is unity. So we always talk about one. And that one is that invisible one which is nowhere, which is undescribable, unimaginable. Whatever you imagine, say it's not it. What is it? Huh? The one you don't know. And we emphasize, we repeat that, because we don't care too much about the part you know. Here we don't talk about knowledge, because we know knowledge is a tool to be used to manipulate the environment. Isn't that the definition of knowledge? Here we talk about something else. So your knowledge is good for you. Here we look at you as a part of this we, and we look at you, which part are you trying to be? Because to us, you are a part of it no matter what. You don't know it. You act as you are independent, but you're not. We know that. No one is. So understand it. And let go of that personal knowledge which is appreciating you always, loving yourself. Let go of that. And come out. And it's not that easy even come out, because when we say come out, means come out, really. Imagine that I'm knocking at the door of your house and I'm calling you out. Do you jump out? Naked? You have to dress up. Coming out has some requirements. Okay, you're coming out for what? You're coming out of the home for what? I called you. I called you to what? To watch the path. Why? To watch the beauty. Because the path is beautiful, I told you, didn't I? Okay, you want to come and visit the beauty? Bring a mirror. This is what appreciation of beauty is. The only thing that appreciates, maybe this is the last class, the only thing that really appreciates the beauty is the mirror. You know why? Because it will not eat it. It will reflect it. It will give it to other people. You looking at the beautiful stuff, you absorb it. Mirror doesn't. So mirror is appreciation of beauty. Where are you going to buy a mirror? It's not for sale. You have to make it yourself. Because it's yourself. Polish yourself. From what? From me. From self? From being me. Remember, all the time they told you, try to be yourself. We are advising you, enough is enough. You have been enough of yourself. be something else. What? It's not explainable. The only information we can give you is, don't be self. So we call it selfless. So it becomes selfless. As simple as that. That selflessness means what? Let's go for that self. But think that you really believe and understand what I'm talking about and you want to be selfless. What do you do to be really selfless? You have to polish yourself. Means getting rid of something. What?
The rust, the impurities that are...
So romantic and beautiful words, I don't understand. Impurity, blah, blah, blah.
All my faults. All
which
my
is?
Sins.
Which is?
My life.
Ah. There is a proverb that is saying, big stone shows that you don't want to hit the stuff. If you make it big, then it's going to bluff it. If you want to change all your life, you're bluffing, and you cannot. There is only one thing